Hello and welcome to Laboratory Nerds Podcast. Today we're going to do Tech Talk. I need feedback for Tech Talk, and I need ideas. If any of you have beta programs or know any beta websites for my show Beta Testers, email me at laboratory9@podomatic.com if you've got any ideas. Today I'm going to focus a little about Windows couple, and I'll give you one on the new iTunes killer. First with Windows. Have you considered upgrading to Windows XP? I mean, Vista? I could give you 5 reasons. 1. Widgets. 2. New design. 3. More secure. 4. Better graphics. And 5, it's just better. It looks nicer. It actually gives you a feel of an operating system, not like you're in an office doing work. It feels, you know, homey, kind. But if you're too cheap or don't want to buy Windows Vista, you could go to WindowsXLive.net. to download this thing, which installs a whole bunch of programs, which makes your computer look exactly like Vista. Exactly. The only difference is, when you go into control panel, it's gonna be XP-like. But basically everything else is gonna be Vista. Probably you won't be able to work Vista programs on it, but you get what I mean. Windows, codename Vienna, is going to be Microsoft's new operating system, which is set to come out in 2009. I really look forward to this release, and I'll keep you updated. Remember, codename Vienna. And the new iTunes killer. Samsung has developed an iTunes killer, which is going to be available from Singular. It's similar to the Singular 8525 smartphone, but the Samsung Ultra Smart F700 also had a slide-out QWERTY keyboard and a touchscreen. The screen is about 2.78 inches and responds to drop and drag. The smartphone also has a 5-megapixel camera, Bluetooth capability, and a CD card slot. Samsung said in a statement that it will reveal the Ultra Smart F700 at the 3GSM World Congress next week, but did offer a few specs and photos to tide us over till then. Most important to someone like myself, it has WAP 2.0 connectivity for connecting directly to the internet from your phone without the need for a Wi-Fi connection. It also has high-speed download packet access, which runs at 7.2 megabits per second, which Samsung says will enable you to download MP3, which the device also plays in 4.4 seconds. This has been the 839's Tech Talk for February 12th. 2007. Don't forget to email me at laboratory9@podomatic.com.